This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess. He's a longtime physician. In fact, he's the author of the brand new book, Doctor in the House, which is a topic we'll discuss with him at a later date. He's also a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we wanted to get his reaction to the renewed debate over the safety of nuclear energy in the wake of what has been a major crisis at a nuclear plant in Japan following the earthquake and tsunami there. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about this.
Absolutely. Obviously, the nation was reeling after Three Mile Island in the late 70s. Now, even the president, as well as Republicans with your all-of-the-above strategy, have embraced nuclear power again. Some folks, including Joe Lieberman, including Ed Markey, I know who's on your committee, have discussed now perhaps slowing down the return to nuclear power. What's your thought on all that?
Well, let's put it in context, please. Ed Markey is against any type of energy all the time, so that's not really a surprise. Mr. Lieberman, Senator Lieberman's stance was, I thought, a little bit quick and perhaps a little unfortunate. Look, everyone acknowledges what's going on in Japan right now is a tragedy of enormous proportions. The loss of human life, just the toll of human suffering right now is just almost beyond belief. The drama that is playing out at the nuclear reactor sites, the story changes almost by the hour. You can get a Google alert at 1 minute and walk by a headline in another minute, and it's a completely different story. So suffice it to say, we're all learning about this bit by bit as the story unfolds. But what we do know is that ultimately the problems will be solved, and the discussion and the dissection of what went wrong will surely lead to safer activities regarding nuclear plants in the future. I mean, these three plants, or three of the plants that are under consideration right now over in Japan, they're built back in the 70s. Have we learned anything since the 70s? Are we learning anything from this episode? My understanding is that the reactors themselves, even though the earthquake was of unprecedented proportion, the actual damage to the reactors, the physical damage, was not devastating. What was devastating is the flood walls were overtopped by the tsunami, which was also of unprecedented proportion, and it was the loss of the diesel generators that caused the reactors to lose their cooling, and as a consequence, we're in the difficulties that we're in now. Are there lessons for us to learn in this country? I suspect there are. I know we will have the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission before our committee. Chairman Jaxo will be in our committee tomorrow, and I expect to ask him about some of these very same issues. But it's nuclear energy is going to be part of our armamentarium going forward, and the lessons we learn from the tragedy in Japan, the lessons we learn will be important in ensuring that that's a safe source of energy for us in the future.
This crisis in Japan, as we mentioned, has some people a little bit alarmed. It was the BP disaster last year that led the administration to declare a moratorium on most energy production in the Gulf of Mexico, and those would be two major areas of potential energy production. And with gas prices rising towards $4 per gallon for regular unleaded, talk a little bit about where your committee seems to be headed here and whether you can find much common ground with the White House.
I think you're correct to draw the parallel with the Deepwater Horizon accident a year ago. The White House was pretty quick to issue a moratorium. It has literally taken the acts of Congress and findings of contempt of court by local judges to try to unwind this thing, and still you don't have production in the Gulf to be back at levels where everyone knows it can be. And at the same time, you've had the problems in Libya, which have resulted in much higher gas prices in this country. And I'll just tell you, we're going into the summer driving season, at least in the Dallas-Fort Worth market where I live. Some of the blend requirements under the Clean Air Act, I mean, the gasoline's even going to be more expensive come Memorial Day, and people are really going to be feeling the effects of all of this. And they ask, why in the world are you not doing the things necessary to produce more energy, since we all know we're going to need more energy? And that is a valid question. The Obama administration seems to be allergic to energy production some at different times, and this is one of the places where we can't cede that ground because of the tragedy in Japan. It's a tragedy, sure enough, but at the same time, there are ways to deliver safe nuclear power in this country, and we need to be sure that we do that.
In terms of the current energy debate, there have been several in your party now, including, I believe, Mitch McConnell, who suggested that the president is more than happy to see energy prices rise. They refer to comments he made during the 2008 campaign, saying his energy plan would force electricity rates to necessarily skyrocket. Do you share that same assessment, and why do you believe that is the case?
Well, surely that was the president using the president's own words. But, you know, two years ago in our Committee of Energy and Commerce, the Democrats passed what was called Waxman-Markey, or a cap-and-trade legislation. That legislation then subsequently passed the House in the latter part of June of 2009, went over to the Senate, and there it sat, and never saw really the breath of life again. So the Senate doesn't really have has never shown particular courage in leading on this issue, and in fact, with many more Democratic senators up for re-election in the 2012 cycle, I doubt very seriously that you're going to see them take up something like the Waxman-Markey bill. They are averse to doing things that will raise energy prices because they saw the damage that the House inflicted upon itself by voting in favor of Waxman-Markey 2 years ago. And there were a number of members of the House of Representatives who voted in favor of that. I obviously was against it, but there were a number of members who voted in favor of it who are now no longer members of the House. And Waxman-Markey was one of the reasons that cut short their careers in public service. So I think the senators recognize that, and they recognize just how volatile this issue can be, particularly when consumers are faced with dramatically rising prices, which unfortunately they are now, and that it is likely to get worse as we get into the summer driving season.
We're talking with Texas Congressman and Dr. Michael Burgess, represents his state's 26th district, member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And Congressman, I'd like to end kind of where we started, and that's with the future of nuclear energy in this country. We spoke with one of your former colleagues, Congressman Vern Ehlers of Michigan, a nuclear physicist by trade before coming to Washington. And he said the important thing for Americans to remember is that nuclear power is not infallible. There can be mistakes. We're seeing it today. We saw it at Three Mile Island. But for the most part, it's just as safe as any other form of energy production. Would you echo that as well?
I would, and it means you have to use common sense about the siting of the reactor sites. Certainly, there is one not too far away from my home base in North Texas, the Comanche Peak site. It's on very stable geologic strata. There are no tsunamis on Lake Granbury, which is close by. It is, you know, in many ways an ideal site for production of nuclear power. And I think it is intelligent for them to be looking at expanding their capabilities, which they're currently doing, under some provisions of the Energy Policy Act of 2005. So I think ultimately that is a good thing, and I'm not the least bit concerned about the expansion of nuclear power very close to home. On the other hand, there are places where it perhaps doesn't make good sense to site a nuclear reactor, and I think going forward there just has to be a lot of this very frank discussion. And there's no question we are going to get a great deal of, as tragic as the situation is in Japan and as dangerous as it seems today, there's going to be a great deal of information that is generated because of that. And, you know, nuclear power is going to be part of our energy-producing armamentarium for the foreseeable future, and I just don't see any way around that.
Congressman, we thank you for your time today. We look forward to talking to you more about the health care issue, which I know is the subject of your new book. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, a doctor by trade. He's Congressman from Texas, 26th Congressional District, a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.